July 20, Eat for Strength. Blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season for strength and not for drunkenness. Ecclesiastes 10:7. The laws of health are to be obeyed. It is important that the digestive organs shall not be overtaxed. There are many who keep the stomach continually at work. It has not opportunity to recruit its strength, and the result must be digestive disorders. There should be no eating between meals, and at least 5 hours should be allowed to elapse between the meals. Indigestion is the result of food taken into the stomach before the digestive organs have had time to dispose of the foregoing meal. 3 meals are sufficient, and 2 meals are better than 3. For the past 30 years, I have eaten only 2 meals a day. The dullness from which people suffer is often caused by overeating and by eating at irregular periods. Dyspepsia brings despondency, and one suffering from this disease, though he may profess to be a Christian, acts in an unchristlike manner. Some claim that the inclination to eat is sufficient guide, but one may get into the habit of eating several times a day, yet this would not be best. Such a habit would produce disease because the digestive organs would be overtaxed. Practice health reform and refuse to be turned aside from the right path. Do not faint away, but make your willpower bring your appetite into subjection to a true purpose. God gave Adam charge of the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it, and of the trees and herbs bearing seed he said, "They shall be for meat." See Genesis 1:29 and 3:18. Afterward, the eating of flesh was permitted as one of the consequences of the fall. Before the flood, no provision was made for the use of animal food. Try going without flesh meat for 6 months and see if a change for the better does not take place. I ask you to do this at once. Let your imagination be sanctified. Let your mind and conscience be awakened, your whole being aroused. Guard yourself against giving yourself too much sympathy. Be heroic. Be determined to overcome perverted appetite. Letter 208, July 20, 1905, to a physician and his wife.